Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition Saturday. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. Sail Boston 2017 has arrived, but because of fog, the main event has been delayed by 1 hour this morning. The Grand Parade of Sail had been scheduled to get underway at 9 a.m. Now it is set to start at 10 this morning. Among the largest tall ships parading into the harbor is the Oliver Hazard Perry. Its home port is Newport, Rhode Island, and David Dawes is the ship's captain. He joins us now. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sharon.
What goes into preparing the ship for the parade for you and your crew?
It's not just the crew at the moment. We have a full complement of close to 49 people at the moment, and we have a school on board, a group of school children. So at the moment, there's around 30 trainees, as we call them. They're not passengers, they're trainees. They're fully involved, and that's how the Coast Guard views them, and the ship's crew. Last week was a lot of preparation of the appearance of the ship, painting, rust and that sort of thing, and getting everything looking good. And then we've come very quickly from Newport, Rhode Island. We sailed all yesterday down from the Cape Cod Canal and arrived early in the evening. And then during the night, it's been cleaning the public spaces, getting the flags ready, just going over our directions for the parade. It's quite complicated, as you can imagine, marshalling dozens of large boats in close proximity with the possibility of wind, and then putting them all concentrated into Boston Harbor and then having to safely dock them. So the officers have put a lot of effort into making sure that we know how we're going to be communicating and what the expectations are of holding station to keep everybody safe and at their right distances as we go in and get ready. And then we've been reviewing security considerations for when we're alongside. We'll have hundreds of people coming through the ship. We'll be open to the public, and we'll have hundreds of people on board.
What do you think draws so many people to tall ships?
I think it's a throwback. I think it's like the Pirates of the Caribbean. I think it's a glimpse into other people's lives, even if they're just looking at a glimpse into our lives. If you look at some of the large foreign national ships that are going to be coming in, they have maybe 100 cadets on board, and these people have all signed on for this slightly arduous journey. I think people are fascinated by that, as well as the equipment themselves, especially when you look at the America's Cup, which is going on today in Bermuda, on catamarans, doing 40 knots. And if we can do 4 knots, we're happy with that because we've got this 500-ton object going in the right direction to make our goal. And I think people are just fascinated with that throwback in a modern time.
Right. Can you talk a little bit more about the challenges of maneuvering this 200-foot-long ship with 3 masts into Boston Harbor?
Sure. We have 2 engines, and the propellers are quite close together, so it does make maneuvering a little bit difficult. I do have a small bow thruster, but it's very easy for both of them to be overwhelmed by the windage of the rig. We have a lot of windage up high because these ships were originally intended just to blow down or across the wind. So if we have a crosswind or a wind ahead of us, it does make it hard. If I'm maneuvering in a place where there's a lot more space, I'll do things like drop an anchor out in deeper water and then slowly let that anchor out and push against that anchor to give me some sense of control, kind of like walking, dragging a bucket of stones behind you. It sort of slows you down and lets you point where you're going a little bit more easily. But in this case, because they want to dock everybody quickly, we will cheat and have some very small tugs and docking pilots available so they can get all 40 of the ships bang, bang, bang into their slots very quickly so there isn't too much congestion. So I'm expecting help in there today, but if it was a normal docking situation, we would be able to do it with just our own resources. Like the old-time way, dropping an anchor and working in against that. I do have a small rescue boat as well that I launch, and I use that as a small poor man's tugboat, I call that, and use that to push the ship around too in calmer conditions. But it does take forethought and planning.
Well, welcome to Boston, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We hope to see more of it when the fog lifts. And the forecast for the weekend is partly cloudy and in about the 60s, low 70s. So I think it's going to be a great weekend, and Boston will truly love this, and it will be very popular. And thank you for having us up here.
Well, thank you. That's David Dawes joining us from the Oliver Hazard Perry. The ship is named after a U.S. captain and naval hero in the War of 1812 and commander of the American Naval Fleet. This is 90.9 WBUR.